Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's looks like it's just going to be you and me. I want to talk about social media, the impact of social media. As I said in the previous segment, I was telling you about the impact that social media had on the elections, on the 2008 election. And when I heard David, you know, I remember before in the run-up before the election, it was always, you know, nip and tuck. Was McCain going to win? Was Obama going to win? Et cetera, et cetera. And we were all thinking, most of us were thinking along the lines of the last 20-something elections, right? And the traditional get out the vote thing, the advertisements, how much money do they have to buy radio, to buy television, to buy print, to, you know, the robocalls on the telephone, et cetera, et cetera. We're all thinking about it like that. Well, guess what, folks? That's not what was happening. Okay, sure, those things were happening, but that's not where the battle was being waged. That's not where the election was being won. The election was being won in 3 years ago at this very moment. The election was not being won by get out the base, throwing red meat to the base, Stemwinder stump speeches, catchy TV ads, et cetera, et cetera. That's not where the election was being won. The election was being won very quietly, through the use of communities, through the use of what we, you could say social media, because social media was part of it, but that wasn't all of it, because email is not social media, and email was one of the tools that they were using. The Obama administration was waging a 21st century campaign against McCain's 20th century campaign, and I didn't know this until the next spring, 09, I guess, when was it? Yeah, it was the next June. I was at a conference, and David Plouffe, who's still in the news for the Obama right now, but he was I've forgotten his title, but he was in charge of the social media activity for the president. I'm not sure, and forgive me, Senator McCain, if I'm wrong, but I don't think Senator McCain had a social media strategy. I never heard of it anyway, or a networking community leveraging strategy. But David Plouffe did, and he was doing it for Obama. And he was getting out the vote in micro ways that nobody has ever seen before. And he was contacting people in Ohio, one person in Ohio, who they found out knew 10 people in a certain county in Florida where you know, they needed some extra leverage, and they would email the person that was on their side in Ohio and ask them to please influence those 10 people in that county in Florida to go do these certain things. And they did it. One email targeted to one person then turned into leveraging 10 people, who knows, and then maybe 100 people. But they knew where these people were. They knew how to contact them. They knew what to say to them. This is micro politics, folks. This is 21st century community politics. And then I heard one of Plouffe's lieutenants, a lady, speak later, a few months later. And she talked about it even to more in more details. And so when I heard Pluff speak, I realized that Senator McCain, the election was over in September. Nobody knew it. I mean, maybe the Obama administration knew it, or they thought they knew. But basically, you know, there was no way, at least at a minimum, this thing that they did, the social media networking community leveraging strategy that they had, at a minimum, was the difference, was easily the difference between winning and losing. You know, it didn't provide the whole undercarriage infrastructure for the election, perhaps, but it was enough to put him over the edge, to put him over the top. And so what's going to be interesting in 2012 is to see, we know the Democrats can do it. We know Obama's campaign can do it because they not only know how, they're better, they're good at it now. They did it once, and even the mistakes they made, perhaps in that campaign, wasn't it was still mistakes they could live with because the other side wasn't even playing the same game. But now you got to assume that whoever the Republican nominee is, and you got to assume that this is going to be more part of the congressional races too. You got to assume that the other side is ramping up. And so what it'll be very interesting to me to see how this all works, to see if the Republicans can come, you know, can ramp up, if they can come up and pick up the pace and meet this already proven, already seasoned campaign. Now, as I wrap up this segment, folks, this is the same thing that you can do, what the Obama campaign did to McCain, by leveraging networks, by leveraging communities, by using social media tools, by thinking micro, by thinking that way. The way that they won the election in 2008 is the same way you can win the marketplace. This is what, when you hear me talk about the age of the customer, folks, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And a lot of your competitors don't even know about this. They don't even realize it's going on. Or if they do, they're ahead of you. So think about it, folks. This is not just about politics. Everything that I'm talking about is about the 21st century marketplace, not just politics. And so as we talk about, as we have been, and as we continue to talk about leveraging communities, this is what I'm talking about. When we come back, we're going to get Melissa Wilson, see what she thinks about all this after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.